How we doing, people? Jake Okamoto back at it again. And buddy, welcome to it. Today's episode, we have three extremely colorful characters on the Emerson baseball team. Fifth-year Quinton Copeland, Blake Benway, a transfer from Salem State, Chris Ferrara, who went from a junior college before transferring in to Emerson. On today's episode, we'll be getting into all the events that made Emerson baseball the absolute circus that it is, and why these wackos love to take in the chaos that comes in day in and day out. Stories from past and present, and the infamous rides on the yellow school buses to Malden Catholic High School for practices, games, whatever the case may be, if the lines are suiting up for a day on the diamond. So sit back, relax, grab a snack, and buddy, welcome to it.
So I have a few guests today. This individual heading into the season at Emerson College, who is also baseball team's stolen base leader, an insane amount of experience, and some wild stories to add on to, on and off the field, the Rat City King, Quinton Copeland, as well, who transferred from another D3 school, Salem State, into Emerson, the unhinged, unbothered, and unfiltered character on the Emerson baseball team, Blake Benway, him. We also have Chris Ferrara here, too.
Hey!
All right, fellas. So,
how you guys doing?
I'm doing
awful, by the way.
Chris is over there doing bad.
Why are you doing awful?
The Patriots lost, and today was really annoying in terms of...
But, yeah. So, yeah, D3 problems, real quick, just to start it off. We no longer have a batting cage at a turf field that's the soccer team's
it's
not even ours.
It's December, why would we?
Yeah, why would we? Snow's not even on the ground yet, but usually, you know, you go in, you get your work in, you know, have a good time. We play in like 20 degree weather anyway.
We can rent the basketball court, right?
No, we can't.
We can rent it to play hoops.
I was hooping today.
But you can rent
for hoops. Just not for swings.
Yeah. No.
No. You might ask.
You can ask.
Why are we trying to rent the basketball gym for swings?
Buddy, welcome to it.
Oh my god.
Dude. All right. So obviously, that's kind of what we're gonna be getting into a lot of today. Is experience at Emerson College as a baseball player, athletes. You kind of expect, right? Like, to this extent.
Has its ups and downs.
There's just something about downtown, baby.
That's true. That's actually a good point. Being in an urban campus, would you think it would be way different if you actually went to a school that was in suburbia?
Emerson College could be in the middle of Ohio and we'd still have nothing.
100%.
How about this, guys? Because we have had plenty of encounters with this. Even other teams at Emerson have had encounters with this. What about the experiences buses?
I've spent half my Emerson life on a bus.
So last year was obviously my first experience with the Emerson College buses.
It's worth noting.
Whoa! Taking school buses that I used to take in middle school that I haven't taken since high school. Like high school, I wasn't taking.
When we pull up the fields, they're like, "Oh, what elementary school class is this?"
Yeah, like,
and it's a college baseball team.
We pull up to Malden, and it's the little tykes that are practicing football.
Yeah, they think we are so bitch made when we get off that
they
bus.
Do.
School class is this?
Yeah, like,
and it's a college baseball team. There's a reason they don't leave when we show up. If that was a real program, we show up and they're like, "Oh, the college kids are here. It's time to go." But they're like, "No, it's just these fucking pussies in purple."
It's kind of like a kick in the face going on the yellow school bus because not only are you going to Malden Catholic High School JV field, not even the varsity field, but you're entering Malden on a fucking yellow school bus.
It's also hot and sweaty.
It's hot, sweaty, it's
hot,
not fun.
Sweaty.
You've had 5 years of experience. What about on the highway, especially Storo?
I've hit bus bingo. Recently we had that dude was so confident that he could take that yellow school bus on Storo, and we were all freaking out.
Wasn't he not, like, just looking?
That's an old car.
Wait, yeah, why
yeah.
was
yeah, Storo?
No, you were there!
Yeah,
this was this year.
We were coming back from practice, and remember, bro took the right onto Storo, and everybody was
worth noting. Actually, it needs to be said that the bus driver has taken the correct way to Malden Catholic High School twice.
Yeah. The one that we
it's
had.
It's different.
I've been to Malden Catholic High School an innumerable amount of times, and we have been the correct fastest way on the highway, probably twice. So this time we're coming back and we cut through the north end. Because of course you cut through the north end coming back from Malden.
I remember that. I remember that.
And so
after being there for like 6 hours. And so he gets across
the bridge into the north end after sitting on it for fucking an hour and a half. He bangs the right on Astoro. And everybody's just like. Like he barely clears like the initial like underpass. And those bridges like taper off super quick. So he like had to be in the middle lane or else he definitely would have skimmed like scout bus. And he would like turn around. He was like, "I got it, I got it." And we were like, "No, you know,
my brother
in Christ, like get off Storo."
Come on.
No, but I've hit bus bingo in my time here. That's what we call it. We've had Vino, our head coach, intentionally scheduled our practice in the
middle of Hempfest. Which is the
Boston Freedom Rally actually, which is a giant marijuana festival in the Common. That happens every September. And the bus didn't come. And so Vino was like, please, don't go to Hempfest. Like, just go, like, get some food. The bus will be here in an hour.
Obviously.
Like, just wait. So, obviously, we packed up a caravan and went straight to the Boston Freedom Rally. And so we're walking through, and we're in full practice gear, and everybody's losing it. Because, like, it's the full Emerson baseball team in practice gear, ready to go.
Great, great image.
Walking
great
through with our bats, our gloves, everything. People are offering us free dabs, free edibles, free everything. Because, like, there was this one dude that was just smoking, baseball team smokes free, baseball team smokes free. And so our captain at the time, Dre, goes up to them and is like, for real? He was like, yeah, take a rip out of this octopus dab rig. And so, he like, rips it and... The guy said that he was like, yeah, no, like, rip's free. Like, you can have as much as you want. And Dre was like, yeah, can I have some, like, water in case I, like, start choking on it? He was like, no, you have to pay for the water.
What? Wait, hold,
and
what?
So Dre did this thing dry, and then we went to practice, and Dre says he had the best practice of his life. So that was the bus not coming. We've had the bus not come plenty of times.
Yeah.
We've been in two accidents. One that was just the bus, where we were pulling away from school, and Bob, our lovely
one
bus Bob's pulling away from school, and I don't know how, like, I've never driven a coach bus. We were lucky enough to get a coach bus this time.
Thank God.
He's pulling out on Boylston, and the back right corner of the bus catches the fire hydrant piano row, and peels the back of the bus off. Bro gets out of the bus and just, like, looks at it, and we're watching from in the bus because, like, we're like, we don't know what the damage looks like. He just puts his hands on his hip. He's like a fat asshole. He's, oh, fuck.
He knows.
And yeah, he knows. And so he just pulls out a cig and starts smoking a cig, and we're all just like, what? And so we get off, like, somebody gets off the bus and goes and looks at him. They're like, yo, like, the back of the, not the bumper, like, the back of the bus, like, it disconnected the taillights. Like, it peeled the back panel of the bus off.
Holy shit.
So we had to... I forget. Vino had to have sorted out a different bus, but practice was either canceled or, like, 2 hours late.
The worst part about everything with buses is that after, like...
You still
gotta practice. Shit doesn't work out. It happens all the time. You were stuck on campus for 3, sometimes 4 hours, and you're just waiting for practice. You always practice.
What are you buzzing on?
So... This summer, my friend, I'm just throwing with my friend. He actually plays on one of our conference opponents. He plays on Clark. We're just throwing at
Boom, Clark.
Local high school field, and he's like, dude, you gotta try a Zin. I'm like, I've heard about it. All my friends are on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I was like, I'm gonna throw up. There's no way I'm gonna be able to play baseball. He's like, just put it in and start throwing.
Well, because it's tobacco, right?
It's no tobacco. It's
not tobacco.
It's just nicotine pouches. All it is
okay.
is just nicotine, and you put it in your lip and
butter. None of the shit that melts your gums away.
Yeah. So, you put it in, and like... I get so nervous. I got transitioned to the outfield this year. I get so nervous. I got two in games. When the ball's in the air, when
two?
I got a Zin in, I just react. When I'm thinking, forget it.
But you're saying what, though, when you pop a Zin before a game, though?
This is the new thing this year. I'm not a captain, listen. I'm not a captain.
Same.
I don't think I ever
no
will be a captain.
No captains in this room.
Yeah,
people's captains.
I have a little bit of respect around the team just for, like, the things I say sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the first thing I'm going to say that first game, hey, pop us in and go win, baby. Let's do it.
There's an infamous story that I've heard about a certain bus that's on the freeway.
So yeah, we have. So when you're going to so actually, this dude took the right way to Malden Catholic High School. It's worth noting. So shout out, bus
shout
driver.
Out, bro.
Shout out, bro, because he did take the right way. We missed the exit, and for some reason, on the middle of 93 North to Concord, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
we are driving past the Malden exit, and he slams on the brake. In traffic, like in the lanes of traffic.
Can I ask a detail question real quick? Was this a school bus?
Yeah, it was a yellow school bus. Of course it was.
They must have great brakes, too. I'm
they
sure
do. They do.
Ready for that
they do.
It, the
it's meant to save elementary school kids, but they were lucky enough to be blessed with our presence. And so he decides it's time because school buses have a backup beeper. I don't know. He was like, it's safe. Like, we're going to back up here. And so he stops and he starts backing up towards where the road forks to exit. And, like, there are cars honking at us and, like, zooming around. And, like, everybody on the bus is like, oh, my God, oh, my fucking God, holy shit. And the aforementioned Captain Dredd. So we're backing up and Andre is in the back of the bus looking out the back. He just keeps going, you're good. You're good. Keep coming. Keep coming. And then he peels off and guess what we did? We went and had a fucking day. We practiced.
There we go.
Because as Blake said before, it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter.
As long
we're
as
going
get,
to practice.
As long
we
as
still, we get there.
But it's the journey. That's what I, you know what? That's kind of what I've noticed. It's
been it is the journey. We get there. We turn right around. And,
a wide around.
We took right. We turned, wide around. We turn right around and we mercy Wheaton, Illinois. We were hot, and then we got
fresh
home.
fresh off a plane.
Two planes.
We took.
Oh, two planes.
It got motherfuckers
right.
suspended.
Yeah.
It had motherfuckers gridding. Bro, we took a 16-hour flight, like a 16-hour travel day. Got to the Royal Sonesta. Fuck the Royal Sonesta Inn. In Sweden.
The pool was closed.
Pool was closed because bro drove a car into it.
There's caution tape when we
caution
got there.
Caution tape around it, bro. Fences split. We're sick. There's no car in the pool. You could have swam in it anyways.
Yeah.
But that's not the
could have competed better against Aurora, too. That should have been a game.
Been.
They were really good. They were really good. Like, admittedly.
We were,
like,
good.
We
were up.
We were up.
You hit an RBI single or something. We
yeah, you drove
nothing.
Me in.
Yeah, we were up 1-0. And I was like, okay, we're in this.
Yeah, yeah. I had my signature Oak little duck fight.
Yeah.
He was throwing. He was throwing, though.
No, he was probably throwing, like, low mid.
R.I.P.
Low
bro,
he
though.
Was nine, so
R.I.P. Bro, though. He tore his UCL that game, too.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Oh, and Sims had COVID that entire time. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have Sims
and then he,
at all.
Like,
we didn't have Sims all year.
All year.
Still,
that,
and
he
still
like, took him out of the rotation for no reason.
And he still flew out to Arizona.
And took picks.
That's
took
the
picks
man.
For us. Sims, you're the
that's
man. Bro. Also, Sims.
Congrats
on the job.
Yeah, because he's the graphic design goat, dude.
He's
the
hole.
He's unbelievable. And that's the biggest hole we actually have had to fill.
That is
social
very
media.
Social media.
Which, thank you, Anna Bonet.
Would you say, like, depth-wise, like, this is the best team?
I would have said last year's was the best team depth-wise because we have all the guys from this year. This is the first year. This is how you know the program's turning. This is the first year where the freshman class has felt like a freshman class. Where it's like, y'all can wait your turn.
Yeah.
Like, work out with us, 100%. Like, get better, but
yeah.
y'all are going to have to wait your turn.
You can't just...
And if you're, like, a good enough athlete or whatever, you'll break through Justin Fields.
Yeah. Cam, maybe, is the only one.
Oh
Cam
yeah.
Mottola. There you go. That's a good one.
Cam.
That's
yeah.
another bat, too.
Man. Shout out Cam Mottola.
Shout out...
Good dude.
New Mexico. Shout out New Mexico.
With yeah. the Southwest. Shout out Southwest.
Apparently got Alex Bregman out in a dodgeball game. I think he's capping, though.
How...
Because that age difference doesn't line up.
That, too, but how do you make that... Like, that's too crazy to me.
Well,
that's
so it's, well, Alex Bregman's New Mexico kid. That's why.
I didn't know that.
So apparently Alex Bregman went to <right. laughs> apparently they went to
just
rival high schools.
The
but the age difference isn't lining up.
Yeah.
Downtown. Maybe. Nothing like it. Really nothing like it. No. Benway, you actually...
Oh, you got told it... What, Raj?
Reese, so I was a transfer. I just moved into a house off campus this year. And I brought my... I'm the one who brought
I've had
my,
a lot of things go wrong. About my... Fuck, third week here, probably. I just parked the car at Roch Field to go hit. Our one place maybe you can go hit.
Maybe.
For free.
For free, yeah. And, like, even that, you have to, like, bounce around other people's schedules, other team schedules. You have to bounce around public hours, which is absolutely ridiculous. Even when no one's using it.
Nobody.
So
just in case.
All I did was park the car with, like, three guys. We just go and hit. I come back. It couldn't have been an hour and 15 minutes later. Didn't hear a thing. Like, I figured, like, if I get towed.
Were you on the street or were you on like the little driveway?
I was on the driveway.
You're on the street. Okay.
And
where were you parked?
Halfway. Okay. To be fair, it was probably illegal, but I was like so like a third of my car was over the line where it was like tow zone. Don't park here.
Like a fire hydrant.
Yeah. Well, okay. No. There's like you know it's like first when you get to Roch on that street and there's a business right there.
Vehicles.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only
yeah.
for like moving.
Like shit dropping vehicles, whatever. So I was like super close to it, but like it was only a third of my car that was covered in the actual spot where you shouldn't have parked.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I said, screw it, guys, let's go hit. Like, we're going to be out of here an hour anyway. I can't get a ticket or anything. And if something does happen, I'll hear it. Like, or I'll, you know, I'm not that far.
Right.
An hour, 15 minutes, I come late. The car's gone. And I don't know what to do. I've never been towed before. I live in like a, you know, suburban area. Like, it's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my dad, and I'm like, I can't tell him. I can't tell my dad my car got towed. He'd freak out, and I wouldn't be able to drive it. And I'm like, hey, just wondering, what's my license plate? And he's like, why? And I was like, oh, I was just wondering. Like, I was filling out a thing for DoorDash. I was not filling out a thing for DoorDash. I needed the license plate to get my car back. I called the police, and they're like, what's your license plate? I'm like, I don't know. I'll call you back. I call him back. Yeah, so the car's towed. Thankfully, the tow zone was not, or like where you pick up your car was not too far away. It was just on that little pathway full of meth needles, you know, over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just,
is it
just,
the little lot?
That's where I had to go to get the boot off my car.
Yeah, there's like heroin needles, like all in that pathway. But it's like 5 minutes from Roch. I pick up my car, I pay for it, whatever. So that happened. I got towed probably 3 weeks in. So car troubles have definitely happened. And you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it in Boston.
So there you have it. Bus bingo and all. These Lions know the true D3 experience and then some when it comes to playing for downtown baseball. Thanks for stopping by. Take it easy, buddy. Welcome to it.